Blog Talk Radio.
You know how it is when you feel like God has forgotten about you? When you feel like God has left you alone and just forgot, left you to rot. I have a plan for you, saith the Lord. It is a plan for good and not for calamity. God is saying he's up to something great. He's up to something wonderful. He's up to something spectacular if you will but yield to him and make him your passion. He will show you his plan. That's what he said. I don't know all the points Satan has up against you. I don't know all the people who want to keep you hopeless. I don't know how long you've been in scenario, but I do know that somebody will make the final decision about how things are going to turn out. But now you find yourself in a hopeless situation and things are not going well. But what he wants you to know, that since you've met him, you can go through those circumstances with a smile. You can go through that cleaning with a smile. You can take care of your business even in a bad situation with a smile. Why? Because he's looking for you. He's got a plan for you. He's got a goal for you. And when that connection is made, you'll be saying, it was worth it. I'd do it all over again, because some things are worth the wait. God is up to something great.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am so glad that God is up to something great. Praise God that God has a plan for my life, for your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad you could be with us this evening. Praise God. I am Barbara Smith with the King of Glory Ministries in Garrett, Kentucky. Praise God. Sister Evangelist Montel Fields won't be able to be on tonight. Praise God. But we're just going to go forth and obey the Lord. Hallelujah. And that song, just the saying, just ministered to me. Praise God, because truly God has a plan, and we can't see that plan when we start out. Praise God, but if we'll just be faithful to God, if we'll just hold to God's unchanging hand, praise God, everything was going to be all right. Praise God. I've got a lot of scriptures I would like to share with you tonight. Praise God. And the first one is in 1 Samuel 1, verse 2 through 28. And I'm not going to read all of those because I've got so many to cover. But if you want to write that down and read that later, that's 1 Samuel 1, verse 2 through 28. And it's talking about Hannah. Hannah wanted a son, and she could not get pregnant. So she went before the Lord and prayed and asked the Lord to give her a son. She said, and if you give him to me, I'll give him back to you. Praise God. So before long, Hannah conceived, praise God, and bore a son, and named him Samuel, and took him to the house of God, just like she said she would. And then do you know what God did for Hannah? Praise God, not only did he give her one son, praise God, Hannah ended up with three sons and two daughters. Praise God, what a mighty God is that. Now, Hannah, she cried and she wept before the Lord so that the priest thought something was wrong with her, that she was drunk, and she said, no, I'm praying and I'm seeking God and believing God for this baby boy. And that's what God did in Hannah's life. Praise God. And we're going to go to Genesis 37, verse 3 through 36. And I'm just going to kind of skip around on it. And then we're going to go to chapter 41 and 42. This is all about Joseph. How many knows that Joseph, he was a son in his father's old age, and his father loved him so much that he made him a coat of many colors, and his brothers was jealous of him. How many is dealing with something like that right now within your own life? People are jealous of you because God's blessing you. And so his brothers was jealous over him. But Joseph had a call of God on his life. Hallelujah. And no matter what they tried to do to him, he was always going to come out on top. Hallelujah. Why? Because if God be for you, who can be against you? Praise God. So his brothers took him out one day, and they got together and they plotted. They was going to kill him. And then Reuben said, no, let's don't kill him. They said, here's a pit here. Let's cast him in the pit. So they didn't kill him. They went ahead and throwed him in the pit. Now remember, all along, God had a plan. Hallelujah. Even when Hannah was crying out to God, asking for one son, praise God, she had no idea that God was going to bless her with all those children. Joseph, he didn't know exactly what God was going to do, but he was faithful to the Lord. Joseph was a dreamer, and his brothers, they didn't like him. So Reuben talked them out of killing him, so they cast him into the pit. And then they heard some people coming by. So then they went and took him out of the pit, and they sold him for 20 pieces of silver. So just think about this. All along, God had a plan of promotion. And did it look like he was getting promoted? No. Because jealousy was there, envy there, strife was there, the murder was there. They wanted to kill him, but God had a plan for his life, praise God. So God moved mightily, praise God, after they took him out of the pit and they sold him. Then Potiphar bought him, sold again. And after he was sold to Potiphar, Joseph found favor in the eyes of Potiphar. And then Potiphar's wife began to look on him, and she wanted to lie with him. But he said, not so. He wouldn't do it, because he was faithful unto his master. So therefore, she lied on him. And then when she lied on him, it caused him to be put in prison. Now, I want you to look at this and think about this for a minute, because this is a man that God has a plan for his life. Praise God, no matter who come against him, praise God, God was with him. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you, but he'll always be right there with you. Praise God, just like he was with Joseph, with Potiphar, and Potiphar's wife lying on him, having him cast into prison, and he even got favor in the prison, and then there was some people that was thrown in with him. There was a butler and a baker, and they had some dreams when they was in prison. And God gave Joseph the interpretation of their dreams. And then he said, when you get out, remember me. And they got out and they forgot all about him. So he was still there, but he still had favor. God was still taking care of him. Hallelujah. So the king, he had a dream, and he was very upset because of the dream, and he sought all the wise men, all the counsel, and no one could interpret the dream. So one of the ones that heard that Joseph was in prison said, we heard one that's in prison that had been set there that can interpret. So the king called for him to be brought out of prison, and he told what his dream was, and God gave Joseph the interpretation of the dream. So therefore, the king promoted him. He was under the king. Tell me, what a God we serve, praise God, that has a plan for our life, that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, hallelujah, all we got to do is hold on and everything will work out. Praise God. And in this king's dream, praise God, there was going to be 7 years of provision and 7 years of famine. So he put Joseph over that. So guess who had to come to Joseph? Hallelujah. His brothers had to come to him. Why? Because God promoted him. And he told his brothers that this would happen through the dreams that he had, because he was a dreamer. God gave him dreams. And people didn't like him for the dreams because he told them about it. So his brothers, the spirit of jealousy rose up. And how much do we see that today going on in the body of Christ? Jealousy that had not ought to be there. So his brothers had to come before him to buy corn, because they couldn't get it in no other place. They had to go to Joseph. Hallelujah. And Joseph recognized his brothers, but his brothers didn't recognize him. And he sold them corn, and he put some things in the corn, and he told them to bring back their younger brother. And they said, no, our father won't have that, because they began to tell them about Joseph that had got killed, that they had dipped his coat in animal blood and took it back to his father and said, see, here's the evidence that he's been killed. So his father was hanging on to the youngest there and wouldn't let him go nowhere. But then they all had to come, and he revealed himself to his brothers. And you know what he did? He forgave his brothers. Praise God. Ain't that what God would want us to do? Forgive those that wronged you. Look what Jesus did. When they beat him, spit on him, plucked his beard, did all kinds of evil against him, what did he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Why? God had a plan. God had a plan for Hannah. God had a plan for Joseph, and just like God had a plan for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And there was another one that God had a plan for, and that was David. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 1 through 51. How many knows the story about David and Goliath? David's brothers was out fighting a battle. Well, actually, they wasn't fighting it. They was hiding from him because Goliath was out there, and they was all terrified of him because he was so big and had so much armor on that they feared him. But David, now David was just a little runny lad. He was little. And he went to the king, and because he took his brother, his father sent him to take his brother some cheese and some food. And so he did that. And when he heard Goliath, he said, "I'll fight him." He said, "Look what God delivered me from the bear, from the lion," because David was a shepherd boy. And God had a plan for his life, not only just to be that little shepherd boy, but to be king. Hallelujah. God had a plan all along. He knew that good things was going to come in his life. Just look at Joseph. He went from the pit to the palace to the prison, but then he was sent to be under the king. Hallelujah. Glory. What a promotion is that? Why? He stood the test. He went through just like you and I have to go through. So David had to go before the king and ask permission to come up against Goliath. And the king said, "Here, take my armor." David said, "I can't take that. I ain't proved that. I don't know if that stuff works or not. But I know that I know what I got works." Why? Because it came from God. And what did he have? A sling. Hallelujah. So he was instructed by the Lord. He went by the brook and got 5 smooth stones. And I'm telling you, the enemy was so bold. He was telling David what he was going to do, that he was going to cut off his head and feed it to the fowls of the air. But you know what? David wasn't afraid. Praise God, because he knowed he had somebody on his side. Do you got somebody on your side? Remember, God's got a plan. Hallelujah. And the Lord will never, ever, ever let you down. But he will be right there for you. Hallelujah. Day or night, whenever you need God, I'm telling you, he's right there. Glory. Hallelujah. So he went up against Goliath, and he, praise God, heard Goliath talking about what all he's going to do to him, and David puts a little stone in his sling and begins to swing it. Hallelujah. And as he swung it and he let it go, it went right in the middle of Goliath's forehead. Now that's the only place that wasn't covered with armor. Tell me we ain't got a smart God. Hallelujah. But it stunned him, knocked him to his feet. So David went over, picked up his sword, and cut off his head with his own sword. Hallelujah. Why? Because God had a plan. I want you to think about that for a minute, and I want you to think about some of the things that you are going through in life too. Praise God, you're going to come out on top, if you'll just hold on, because it's not always going. Hallelujah. It's not always smooth. Hallelujah. Sometimes it gets rough. Sometimes it gets bumpy. Sometimes we got to hold on for dear life. Praise God, just like that cat on that picture, tie a knot and hang on. Praise God. I don't know about you all, but the Lord brought me up the rough side of a mountain. Praise God, but it's worth it all. It's worth it all to see what all God has in store for you. Praise God. In Daniel chapter 3, verse 22 through 27, praise God. I'm not going to read it to you. I'm just going to tell you about it. You probably already know. It's about the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I'm telling you, they love the Lord. And they know that they serve the Lord. And they know that the Lord was for them. They said, if he delivers us, okay. If he don't, okay. Because they was trusting in him, and they was not going to worship any image when the instruments was played, because they served the true and the living God. So the king had already set up a decree that anyone that did not fall down when the trumpets and the things sounded, that they would be thrown in the fiery furnace. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they wasn't going to bow. And the king got so mad. But I'm telling you, God had a plan. I want you to think about this. Everyone we're going to talk about, God had a plan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He knows how to bring you out. Hallelujah. So they went, praise God, and the king told them to heat it up seven times hotter. So it was so hot that when the men opened the door to throw them in, they was consumed themselves. But I'm telling you, the king did not get no sleep. His sleep went from him. Praise God, because he had thrown some innocent boys in jail. And so he got up the next morning and went down and looked in the fiery furnace, and he got really mad. And he said, did I not tell you to throw three in? Why do I see four? And why does that fourth one look like the Son of Man? Hallelujah, because God had a plan. He did not leave them alone, and he will not leave you alone, no matter what persecution you're going through right now, no matter what kind of traps, either the Mosobody, Akonoma, somebody I see, no matter what kind of traps the enemy's trying to set for you, God is going to release you, hallelujah, from that power, just like the fire had no power over them. Glory to God. Can you imagine being all night in a fiery furnace? You can go out and start a little fire outside, or if you stand by it, your clothes will smell like it, your hair will smell like it. If you're around somebody that smokes, you can smell it everywhere, the smoke. But I'm telling you, that God brought them three Hebrew boys out without even a smell of smoke on their garment. Hallelujah, because Jesus showed up right in the midst. Glory to God, and I'm telling you, he'll show up for you too. Hallelujah, because God has a plan for your life. Praise God, it might look like disaster after disaster. Praise God, but you hold on because you know God's word is true. And God's word said all things. Yes, I said all things work together for the good to those that love God and those that are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. What a plan he has for you and I. Glory to God. And in Acts chapter 16, verse 25-34. Praise God, about Paul and Silas being in prison. Yes. Hallelujah. They were gone for doing good. But guess what? God sure enough had a plan. So did they sit back and have a pity party? Oh, woe is me. No, they did not. Praise God, they begin to praise the Lord and sing. And you know what the Lord did? He sent an earthquake that the very foundation of that prison was shaken. Every door was open and everyone's bands and bonds was unloosed because back then they chained you up. But they was all loosed. And the jailer looking in, he draw out his sword to kill himself because he said, these prisoners are escaped and I know that the king will kill me for letting them get escaped. But Paul said, no, do yourself no harm. We're all here. And he came in trembling saying, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. Remember, God had a plan. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of us would praise and sing and give God the glory if we were thrown in prison for doing good? Or would we have a pity party? But because they obeyed the Lord and sang and praised him, the jailer was saved and the jailer's household. God had a plan for that jailer and his household to get saved. Praise God. And not only did he save them, but even revealed even more to Paul and Silas. Praise God that he wouldn't leave them alone, but that he was there with them. Hallelujah. No matter who liked it, no matter who didn't, he was there with them. Because remember, God had a plan. Could he have stopped them from going to jail? Yeah. But he had a plan. And everything is not always easy when God's got a plan. There have been things in my life that I thought, God, I know that you've got something. I don't know what it is, but I know you got something. And you know that's what helped me through the hard times was knowing that God had a plan for my life. Hallelujah. I knew everything was going to work out. Praise God. And because God had a plan. Praise God. In Exodus 2, verse 1 through 10, think about Moses when he was born. Remember, the king had signed a decree that all the baby boys should be killed when he was trying to get rid of Jesus. From a certain age down, every one of them was killed. So his mom took and hid him in a basket. After 3 months, she knew she couldn't hide him no more, so she had his sister put him in a basket and send him down the river. And guess what? Hallelujah! God had a plan. Pharaoh's daughter was down there, and she seen that basket floating down. She told her servant, give me that basket. And she went and got it, and there was Moses. Why? God had a plan. Moses' life was not to be destroyed, but God had a plan. And many more times did God have a plan for Moses' life. Was it always easy? No. It wasn't always easy. He was chosen to lead the people out of bondage. And the Lord called him, and he stood before the burning bush, and all the experience they had. Remember that he killed one of the Egyptians, and he thought his brethren would understand, but they began to persecute him, and he had to flee, and he ended up in the desert, and he met this man and these women there, and they was getting water, and their father, I'm pretty sure his name Jethro, I think. But anyway, Moses married one of his daughters, and when God called him, he brought him by the burning bush, and he spoke to him and told him to go back and lead the people out of bondage. Because remember, they cried out to God, and God had a plan, but he had to raise Moses up to get that plan done. And Moses went before Pharaoh, and all the plagues, remember all the plagues that had to take place, and then Pharaoh finally said, take them, get them out of here. So Moses began to lead them out, and then after they got out, Pharaoh changed his mind, and here they are up against the Red Sea in front of them, and Pharaoh and all of his hosts behind them. Oh, and just think about it, even all through there, how they murmured and complained at Moses. That's all they did, and God supplied because God had a plan. He gave them fresh manna every day, gave them water from a rock. Hallelujah. He had a plan for their life. Praise God, just like whatever is going on in your life, and I feel like there's so many out there that's listening tonight that you are going through some tests and trials, and it is the hardest trials that you've ever been through before. Rest assured, if you're serving God, God has got a plan for you. And I encourage you right now, if you're not serving God, there's no time like the present. If God is dealing with your heart, don't turn him away. Don't push him away. But say yes to him. Hallelujah. Say yes to him. Praise God. So here they was at the Red Sea. Praise God. And the Lord told Moses to stretch out his staff over the sea. So he did it. And the waters parted. Think about that miracle. The waters parted, and they went through on dry ground. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a mighty God. Because God had a plan. He wasn't going to let Pharaoh defeat them there? Because he had promised them a promised land flowing with milk and honey. And they was going to see that. Hallelujah. So the Red Sea couldn't stop them. Praise God. So they begin to go through the Red Sea on dry ground. Hallelujah. Glory. So here's Pharaoh and all this host behind them, all their chariots and all they had. And praise God, after the children of God got through, and Pharaoh and his chariots and his people was in the Red Sea, the Red Sea just closed back up on them. Why? Because God parted the sea for Moses and the children of God that he was bringing out. I want you to think about that. All through Moses' life, God had a plan. Just like Joseph, find much writing on Moses, the things that Moses went through, from being put in a basket in the bulrush and to be drawn out of the Nile by Pharaoh's daughter and to be raised by her, and then having to make a choice to go and suffer afflictions with God's people. So because God told him, he called him to bring him out, and he said, I am that I am. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad that I am that I am is with you today? I'm glad that he's with me. I am glad that he said he would never leave me nor forsake me. Hallelujah. But he would always be right there for me. Glory to God. I'm telling you, this Bible is plumb full of one that God had a plan for, just like he's got a plan for you. Hallelujah. Glory. Just think about in Genesis chapter 6, verse 8 through 22, about Noah. God told Noah that it was going to rain. Now, it hadn't rained up to this point. But when God said something, he said his word would not return unto him void, but it's going to accomplish what he sends it out to do. Hallelujah. So he began to speak to Noah to build the ark. And he told him how big to build it, what to build it out of. Think about that. God had the plan. Glory. I'm so glad that God's got the plan for my life. Praise God, because if I was in control, I'd sure enough mess it up every day. Praise God. And he tried to warn the people. He preached to them. He would work and preach, and they would laugh and make fun of him and say, oh, yeah, it's going to rain, yeah. But I'm telling you, I don't care what's never happened before. If God said it's going to happen, it's sure enough going to come to pass. Hallelujah. So after Noah built the ark, and it wasn't no easy thing to build, but he did it exactly the way that God told him to do it, because God had a plan. And for Noah and his family, and it would have been for anybody else that would have repented, but they didn't want to repent. They just kept on in their ways, mocking and laughing at God's servant. But I'm telling you, after the Lord had told him to gather up the animals, two by two, and put them in the ark, and Noah and his family went into the ark. God shut the door. Did you hear what I said? God shut the door. Hallelujah. Last night on the broadcast, hallelujah, our brother, I think it was from Africa, was preaching about how that God opens doors that no man can close, and God closes doors that no man can open. And this is a perfect example of that, if you're listening, brother. Hallelujah, because no matter how hard they tried, praise God, no matter how much Noah wanted to, he couldn't open the door because he didn't close the door. God did. So it began to rain, and it rained so many days until the earth was completely flooded. Because God had a plan, and his word will come to pass. And now we're going to look at some other areas. Then we're going to go back to the Old Testament and look at some. But I feel to share with you about Lazarus being raised from the dead. And that is in John chapter 11, verse 32 through 53. Now, how many knows that Jesus loved Lazarus and Martha and Mary, his sisters? And Lazarus died, and he was dead for 4 days. But come on, church, God had a plan. Hallelujah. That makes me so excited to know that God has a plan. Hallelujah. His sisters, when they heard that Jesus was coming, when they first told Jesus that he was sick, he said, it's okay. And he still stayed in the place that he was at. Praise God. And they told him, they said, let's go, Lazarus sleepeth. They said, well, if he sleeps, he does well. And then he had to tell them plainly, Lazarus is dead. They said, let's go die with him. But Jesus came, and when Lazarus' sisters heard that he'd come, he said, if you would have been here, our brother would not have died. He said, don't you believe that he's going to live again? He said, I know he will in the resurrection, but God had a plan. Everyone was sitting around weeping and crying, and because Lazarus was greatly loved. And now remember, he'd been dead for 4 days. And Jesus comes, he said, take me to the place where you laid him. And they had rolled a big old stone over the door. And they said, Lord, by now he stinks. He's been dead 4 days. It's too late. How many times do we think it's too late and God shows up and shows out? Hallelujah. Glory, because it's never too late with God. It's never too late. So after 4 days, he told them, he said, roll back the stone. They rolled it back. He hollered with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. So Lazarus came forth. He was bound hand and foot in grave clothes, because that's the way they did back then. They wrapped him up like mummies. And Jesus told the people standing around, said, loose him and let him go. Hallelujah. I want you to think about that for a minute. Hallelujah. Some things in your life might seem dead, might seem like they're never going to be resurrected. Hallelujah. But when Jesus shows up, hallelujah, and God's got a plan,
I'm telling you, it's going to come to pass. Hallelujah. No matter who likes it, no matter who don't like it, it's coming to pass. Glory. And many believed on the Lord because they seen Lazarus that was risen from the dead. Praise God. Hallelujah. That excites me. Praise God to know that God has a plan. Praise God. And even this weekend, if you're in Garrett, Kentucky, or you can get there, I encourage you come to this revival. Praise God. Evangelist Montel Fields and her husband, Pastor Dustin Fields, will be there. Praise God. And the title of the revival is a turnaround revival. Glory to God. I need some things turned around. Do you all need some things turned around? Praise God. You be praying for us, and we'll sure enough be praying for you. Hallelujah. Because I truly believe it's time for it to turn around. Glory to God. Because he said we'd be the head, not the tail. He said we'd be the lender, not the borrower. Hallelujah. So in Mark chapter 5, verse 25-34, you all know about the woman that had the issue of blood 12 years. And she took all her money. She went to every physician that she can find, and they couldn't do nothing for her. She just got worse. Till not only did she still have the issue of blood, she was broke to go along with it. But when she heard that Jesus was coming by, God had a plan for her life. And you know how I know he did? Because the word said she felt within herself that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, she would be made whole. Who do you think put that thought there? It was God. God had a plan. Hallelujah. And think about it. For this plan to be carried out, this lady had to humble herself and get down and touch the hem of his garment. And that was not easy because there was a multitude all around him. Wherever he went, multitudes and multitudes there. But this woman knew that God had a plan, because she knew if she could just but touch the hem of his garment, she would be made whole. So she made it through the crowd, got down there and touched the hem of his garment. And Jesus looked around and said, "Who touched me?" And his disciples said, "Master, look at the multitude, and they thronged thee." In other words, they're touching you left and right. But he said, "Virtue's gone out." Hallelujah. He feels it when you reach out and touch him. Hallelujah. Glory. And the woman, she knew that he knew that she touched him. And she come and said, "It was me." He said, "You're healed." Hallelujah. And from that very hour, she was healed. Her blood starched, it dried up. She never had that problem again because God had a plan. And let's go back even to the birth of Jesus. Well, I read the one in Luke 1, chapter 1, verse 27 through 35, how Mary was a virgin, but God had a plan for her life, and he told her, sent an angel to tell her that she would be with child and to name him Jesus. And she said, how can these things be, seeing I know not a man? But remember, God had a plan. Hallelujah. So the Holy Ghost overshadowed her, and she became with child. And now remember, Joseph, the angel had to appear unto him and tell him, said, now, don't worry about taking Mary to be your wife, because she ain't went out and she hasn't done anything she wasn't supposed to do. Praise God, but this is ordained by God that she has been chosen to have a baby, and his name is Jesus, and he will be a deliverer of his people. Hallelujah. Think about that. Glory to God. And not only was Mary with child, but her cousin Elizabeth was with child, and her husband didn't believe it when the angel told him that they was going to have a baby. He laughed. He thought it was funny, but the angel didn't think it was funny, so he wasn't even able to speak until the baby was born. So when it come Elizabeth's full time, they said, what shall his name be? And she said, John. And they said, no, how can this be? You don't have any kinsman's name, John. And the father asked for a writing paper. And he wrote on the paper, his name is John. And when he did, hallelujah, he received, praise God, his voice back. He could talk. Hallelujah. And before that, even when Mary came to be with Elizabeth, praise God, their baby jumped in their belly and full of the Holy Ghost. Praise God, because God had a plan for these two women. Glory, I want you to think about that. Who can do that but God? Hallelujah. And now we'll go back into the Old Testament for a little bit. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 through 7, there was a widow woman that had two sons. And her husband, when he passed away, then she couldn't pay the bills no more. So the bondsman, the money they owed money to, was going to come and take her sons and sell them and pay the debt. But there was a man of God that came by, and when he did, he said, what do you have in the house? And she said, all I got is a little bit of oil. So he told her, he said, go unto your neighbors and borrow as much as vessels as you can. So they did what the man of God said, and they went and got all the vessels. And he said, now go in and shut the door. And they went in and shut the door, and they began to pour the oil. They kept pouring and pouring and pouring, and the vessel never did run dry. Why? Because God had a plan. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad that God has a plan. So they filled all the vessels up that they had borrowed, and the man of God said, now go sell them and pay your debt and live on the rest. And that cruise of oil never run dry. Hallelujah. Why? Because God had a plan. Praise God. And then around that same time, there was another widow woman that there was a famine in the land, and all she had was a little bit of meal, a little bit of flour, I mean. And the man of God told her, said, fix me a little cake. She said, I'm going to fix this for me and my son, and we're going to eat it, and we're going to die because there's a famine in the land, and we can't get no more. He said, fix mine first. It was a meal barrel. And I'm telling you, she obeyed the man of God, and she fixed him a cake. She fixed her and her son a cake. And as long as there was a famine in that land, that meal barrel never run dry. Why? God had a plan. Hallelujah. Just like he's got a plan for mine and your life. All we've got to do is let him be God. Hallelujah, because he's truly God all by himself. Hallelujah, and he is faithful that promise. When he promises you something, he will bring it to pass. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm so glad to get to share this word tonight with you that God has a plan for your life. Praise God. And look at all the ones that we talked about tonight. God had a plan. Hallelujah. He's got a plan for mine and your life. Praise God. And I thank you all for listening. Be blessed. Hallelujah. And if you're ever in our area, praise God, I'm Pastor Barbara Smith with the King of Glory Ministries. Praise God, if you can, stop in, be with us. We would love to have you. God bless you. You have a wonderful day. And remember, pray for our revival this weekend. And then June the 22nd, 23rd and 24th, I'll be going to Columbus, Ohio, to the Pentecostal Deliverance Church and preaching a revival. So pray for us. God bless you all. We love you. You all have a wonderful evening.